Catherine.
Now, some EU meetings going on today about fresh sanctions that could be imposed on Russia.
That's right. There's been criticisms that Brussels has been sparing Moscow from tougher sanctions for the sake of economic ties. Now, let's look at three key economies in Europe and how their trade has changed with Russia since 1999. Germany's main exports to Russia are cars, trains, and medicine, while about a third of its oil and gas comes from Russia. And there are about 6,000 German companies registered in Russia, and together they've invested 20 billion euros in recent years. So Germany may be one of Europe's most influential countries, and the fact that it's roughly three times more tied to Russia than the UK may explain why Britain's been more aggressive in pushing sanctions. As we can see, the UK principal export is cars, but it's very low in terms of overall imports, and it's also the largest export coming from Russia is oil and gas. Now, meanwhile, another country to look at is the Netherlands. The Dutch government is under enormous pressure to take a tough stance since 193 of its citizens were on board flight MH17. But we can see it has become Europe's largest recipient of Russian exports, while it sends exports to Russia, such as agriculture, mainly flowers, and also technology. So we can see some of the things binding these economies to Russia, limiting and changing the debate about what sanctions they could take against the country.